Yes, indeed. It has been an incredible week at Yahoo Sports Radio as we prepare for Super Bowl 48. The countdown is on. And our next guest, we are going to examine some of the keys that could decide the outcome and determine the winner between the Broncos and the Seahawks. We're also going to take time for a very special book review and relive some memorable moments and plays from Super Bowl 31. We're going to go back to the 90s and celebrate the Green Bay Packers. What an honor to have with us this evening a former defensive back for 12 seasons with the Packers. He was named to four Pro Bowls, a part of the NFL's 1990s All-Decade team, and a member of the Packers' 31 Super Bowl. He is now living the dream. He's actually on the radio, and the title of his show is The Big Show. It's good to have you with us, Leroy Butler.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, it is such a pleasure to have you joining us. I know our audience is very anxious to hear from you. And so let's kind of break it down before we relive those glory days. The Broncos, the Seahawks, who do you see has the advantage in this matchup?
Well, you know, I'm a little biased, but I always have always said to people that defense wins championships. And now we're about to see. I think this is one of the most intriguing matchups, having one of the best offense and the best defense. I think for the most part, I know people talking about legacy with Peyton Manning and things of that nature, but I think what gets lost is how good your defense really has to be. And I was a little shocked that Denver's defense, you know, they're not in the top, 15, but if you have a defense that's optimistic just enough and play defense just enough, you can get by and win games. I just feel like the Seattle Seahawks defense and the running game with Marshawn Lynch, you know, we looked at it as a defensive stack where you're controlling the clock. I think Seattle has a very good chance of winning because they have the formula that you want. A quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over, you have a running game, and you have a defense that gets turnovers. That's a great formula.
The great Leroy Butler is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the former defensive back for 12 seasons with the Green Bay Packers, four-time Pro Bowler. And so how do you disrupt Peyton Manning? I mean, what kind of defensive plan does Seattle have to throw at him?
See, it's about the clock. You got to look at the play clock because they don't do a lot of huddling. You got to hold your disguise until, 10 seconds when the ball is snapped, because if you start to hold, moving your disguise around, Peyton Manning is going to figure it out. Trust me, he kind of knows what Seattle likes to do. Seattle kind of knows what he likes to do. But when you're playing mind games, when I played against quarterbacks like Steve Young and Troy Aikman, you try to hold your disguise as long as possible, and then you try to make them uncomfortable in the pocket. Try to at least bring four guys all the time and run lots of stunts, in different games. You don't necessarily have to go all out blitzing, but you got to throw the timing of their receivers off, because if that does not happen, Wes Welker controlled the middle of the field. Demaryius Thompson, he controlled the outside perimeter. And even players like Decker, they controlled the outside. What they're going to try to do is get Chancellor down in the box to make sure Noshon Moreno is not a factor in running the ball. But he won't come down till late. You don't just walk down in the box, giving Peyton Manning a chance to see that. You walk down in that box with 10 minutes to go, so either Peyton has to call a timeout or the timing is disrupted, then you have a good chance of disrupting his timing.
You know, Leroy, there's been so much attention on Seattle's defense and how outstanding it is, but we got to give just some attention, some love to Russell Wilson. He is an exceptional young man, an exceptional quarterback, and I just like this guy.
Well, let's go back real quick. I mean, look at Russell Wilson. He goes down in, NC State, which I'm from Florida State, so we saw him a little bit in the ACC. Then he goes and plays baseball, and he said, you know what? I have that dream and that itch to play football. So he comes to Wisconsin, where we got a chance to see him play. He comes to Wisconsin. He learns the playbook in just literally weeks. Now he's the number one quarterback, and people don't know this. Now, I know Andrew Luck and RG3 were top quarterbacks, but Russell Wilson was number one in the FBS in total, QBR for quarterbacks. So a lot of people didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at three plays, his senior season at Wisconsin, he would have been, in that national spotlight. He goes into Seattle. They just signed Matt Flynn to a large contract. And next thing you know, he gets the keys to the franchise, and he has not looked back since. I am so proud of this guy. I looked at him on draft day. He's not 6 feet. He's not the prototypical
5'11".
But think about all the quarterbacks who don't get a great pub because they don't, you know, they're not 6'5 like Tom Brady. This kid goes in there and he turns things around. I'm just proud of the way that he's persevered. And trust me, they absolutely love him in Seattle.
You are listening to the voice of Leroy Butler, the former defensive back for 12 seasons with the Green Bay Packers, four-time Pro Bowler and a part of the NFL's all-decade team right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're going to take a moment here and we're going to talk about the new book that's been released, Packers Pride, Green Bay's Greats. They share their favorite memories. Leroy has produced this. But what is your idea of an outdoor cold weather Super Bowl? These guys are too sensitive about it. You know something, a thing or two about playing out in the cold?
Yeah, I played in two Super Bowls. I was very excited about it. I think for the most part, if you look at some of these guys and you talk to them, they say it's a business trip. You know, don't talk to your family. Don't do this. Don't deal with tickets. I say the reciprocal of that. Enjoy it because you may never come back. You make sure you treat your family. Let them enjoy it with you. You take pictures, videos, and things of that nature. Now on to the weather. The weather, to me, the game is important, but it's about the activities around the game.
Mm-hmm.
You want everybody to feel like they can go to these nice parties and dress up and have fun. And all the celebrities are in town. So that's what the weather is all about. You want to make sure it's good weather. San Diego, Miami, Tampa. They even had one in my hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, where the weather was a little cool. But having it in New York, well, this is the Mecca of the United States. It's the one city, the one place that I often brag about. It's one place, there's a lot of people there, but it's kind of like our capital. So I don't mind it being in New York, and I take that back, in New Jersey. But for the most part, I think you always want to have it in good weather so you can enjoy the game. Equal playing field, no cold weather team, or no hot weather team has an advantage. But I think, you know, this stadium will be on a national stage, and I think it'll be done fine.
Okay, but the Super Bowl that you played in 31, that the Packers won, of course, featured the Patriots and the Packers. That was in New Orleans. So,
yep.
what are some of those memories and those takeaways that you can share with all of our listeners and our audience tonight?
I remember going down on Bourbon Street, and I saw all the Packer fans. And that's when I said to myself, the Packer fans, they do it the right way. We celebrate. But not only that, I just remember going African-American kid from the projects to get into a Super Bowl and just remember seeing a sign saying 30 years of misery were finally going back to the Super Bowl. And it didn't dawn on me the first two Super Bowls the Green Bay Packers won and hadn't been back since at that particular time. This is something that's very special to our fans. That's why I named the book Packers Pride, the pride of being a Packer fan. And when you win in championships, which, by the way, we have more championships and combined Super Bowls than any team, this
13.
Is what it's all about. So I try to tell all the fans, if your team is in the Super Bowl, you better enjoy it.
Leroy Butler's brand new book that's out. It is titled Packers Pride, Green Bay Greats Share Their Favorite Memories. You can go anywhere online and pick up a copy of that. And so take us, Leroy, inside the locker room after you win a Super Bowl, the celebration. What is that stopping moment like as you're reflecting on, you're talking about, you know, the hard times growing up? I mean, it was just, it had to be incredible.
Yeah, it was the pinnacle of my life. But when I saw something that really, I got emotional. I saw Lombardi's name on the trophy.
Mm.
That's when it hit me and said, you know what, this is for Bart Starr, Max McGee, Dave Robinson, Jerry Kramer, and all these guys who paved the way for us. And I know this trophy means to all the fans. It means more to them. The Pittsburgh Steelers have more Super Bowls than anybody. But when you have the guy, his footprints are in Green Bay on the trophy, you feel like you've made it. Then you get greedy and you want to do it every year. So it's just a lot of fun. I mean, it really is something that I wish everybody could experience. And it's just something that every football player is striving for. Only a few have done it. And I think that's the reason why they're saying if Peyton Manning can win two Super Bowls with two different franchises, that elevates him into one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I appreciate you having me on. And I just want everybody to go pick that book up. You can pick it up anywhere books are being sold. Packers Pride.
Absolutely. Congratulations on all your success. We look forward to talking to you some more in 2014. Thank you so much, sir.
Anytime.
You bet. Take much care. More straight ahead this weekend at YSR.